That was TVI by the Stooges. And right before that, you heard I Want to Be Your Dog, also by the Stooges. So, fun fact, I Want to Be Your Dog, released in 1969 off of the Stooges' self-titled album, it was produced by John Cale from the Velvet Underground. So that's kind of why I chose to play that song right after White Light, White Heat. You can definitely hear like similarities and just like that noisiness. And then TVI is off of Funhouse, which came the next year in 1970. Don't think that one was produced by John Cale, but still very noisy, like kind of like proto-punk vibes. It's got some, yeah, that album is awesome. It's got like some crazy like saxophone solos on other songs. I wanted to play this other song called 1970, but I think it's a little bit too long. I just want to save time. So over the course of this hour, we're going to be trying to kind of like work chronologically from kind of like where we started, like late 60s, early 70s, up until kind of like the late 90s, maybe even one song from the early 2000s, just through like noisiness over the decades. I guess that's the plan for today. So up next, I've got Everybody's Happy Nowadays by the Buzzcocks off of this compilation album called Singles Going Steady, that is basically just a compilation of singles by this band. And it's kind of interesting. The first side of the compilation is all the A sides, and the second side is all the B sides. So you kind of like go through chronologically through all the A sides and then start over from the B sides. I forget when it starts, but yeah, thought that was interesting. So Everybody's Happy Nowadays by the Buzzcocks.
I was tired of being
That was I Will Dare by The Replacements off of Let It Be from 1984. And before that, you heard Academy Fight Song by Mission of Burma. So now we're kind of like moving into the early to mid 80s. And the next song that I've got is by the Minutemen off of the album Double Nickels on the Dime. Kind of a funny story about the album cover. So one of my friends told me this. Like, I don't know. I found it on Wikipedia, but I don't know how he like found out about this. But so apparently the album cover of Double Nickels on the Dime has a picture of one of the band members driving his VW Beetle at exactly 55 miles per hour, which is a double nickels in trucker slang. And he's driving southbound through downtown Los Angeles, where Interstate 10, the Dime in trucker slang, meets the San Pedro route of intersection of route 111, 110. So hence the name Double Nickels on the Dime. So this next song is called This Ain't No Picnic by the Minutemen.
Thank you. the sun disintegrates between the wild clouds. My summer where I winter at, no one is allowed there.
Those last two songs were by this band called Husker Du. The first one was Broken Home, Broken Heart off of Zen Arcade from 1984. And the second one was Celebrated Summer off of their next album from 1985, New Day Rising. I'm going to read like the first sentence or two from their like Spotify biography because I think it's kind of interesting. Husker Du and REM were the two American post-punk bands of the 80s that changed the direction of rock and roll. REM became a superstar band. Husker Du was never more than a cult favorite. That's kind of interesting because I honestly like would never compare REM and Husker Du, but here we are. But actually, it's kind of interesting because that last song, Celebrated Summer, actually does kind of like resemble an REM song in that kind of like slowed down part where it's just the guitar, the like kind of more clean and jangly sounding guitar. It sounds like almost like an REM song from like from Murmur or something, like Radio Free Europe or something kind of like that. So I thought that was interesting. But anyways, we are now moving into the second half of the 1980s. And we are going to start off with a song by Dinosaur Jr. called Cracked from album You're Living All Over Me from 1987. So Cracked, Dinosaur Jr.
Come on, man.
Cracked by Dinosaur Jr. And we interrupt this show with a PSA. Do you like shoegaze more than the average person? Finally, we've got some good news for you. Apple Jam Productions is a student-run club devoted to booking live concerts, visual aid publications, and other performances. They work with both local and national artists who are overlooked by the larger booking agencies on campus. Apple Jam also collects student art and poetry submissions for a yearly zine. You can follow them on Instagram at Apple Jam Productions to learn more and find out about upcoming shows. So yeah, Apple Jam is super cool. I'm personally involved in the club. I just like to volunteer and help them set up and take down their shows. They recently had a Valentine's Day concert of all cover shows from Tufts students bands, primarily like Saint Cecilia. That's one of my personal favorites. And yeah, super cool. And they put together some great shows. One of the highlights of my first semester, was the first Apple Jam show they put together, where they got this band called Donashevskaya, which is a band that opened for Black Country New Road back in September. And they played a concert along with a bunch of other student bands at the beginning of the semester. And that was super cool. So yeah, Apple Jam, check them out. This has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So up next, I've got a song by Sonic Youth called Kissability from the 1988 album Daydream Nation. This is possibly one of my favorite albums of all time. It's just got, like, I think the perfect blend of, like, just, like, noise and dissonance with, like, I don't know, just like super catchy, kind of like post-punk feeling songs. And this song is, I think that Kim Gordon is the real star of the song. She sings on it and she just like kills the performance. Kim Gordon is awesome. And this is one of the shorter songs in the album. They have some songs that really just like drag out to like 7 or 8 minutes just because of all the like noise and kind of chaos. So this song is a little bit more digestible. So I'm going to play it. It's Kissability by Sonic Youth.
You could be star.
That was Wave of Mutilation by the Pixies from Doolittle, album from 1989. And that concludes our leg of this show from the 80s. So now we're moving on to the 90s. In case you just tuned in, we are just basically going on a journey through noisy rock music from the late 60s up until the 90s, late 90s, maybe even early 2000s if we have time. So yeah, that was Wave of Mutilation by the Pixies, and before that you heard Waiting Room by Fugazi. Wave of Mutilation, I heard this song for the first time. I actually heard a different version when I heard the song for the first time. It was the UK Surf version, and I heard it in this movie called Mid-90s, directed by Joan Hill. It's this like movie basically that follows this like group of skaters living in the mid-90s. It was kind of an interesting movie. And yeah, that's how I first heard the song. This version is much noisier, and I've kind of grown to like this one more. I think it's got a good like kind of like shift between like more like tame to like super loud in the chorus. I think Pixies does that super well. And yeah, anyways, most of the songs, or pretty much all the songs that I've played from the 80s, actually were from bands that were covered in this book, this really good book called Our Band Could Be Your Life, written by Michael Azarad. I might have butchered his name, but Our Band Could Be Your Life. This is a really cool book that I actually haven't read, but my friend told me about a while ago. This basically just follows a bunch of like 80s like rock bands on independent labels, and pretty much all the bands like Mission of Burma, The Replacements, Minutemen, Husker Du, Dinosaur Jr., Sonic Youth, all those bands were written about in that book. So if you liked those songs, you should definitely check that book out. Heard great things about it. But anyways, now we're moving into the 90s, and I'm going to play a song by Pavement off of their 1992 album, Slanted and Enchanted. It's called Summer Babe, winter version. Yeah, so hope you enjoy.
Time I sit around, can't be given back. Shut my mouth and strike the demons. Cursed you and your reasons.
That was Mayonnaise by the Smashing Pumpkins off of the 1993 album Siamese Dream. We are coming to an end here, my show. We've got time for probably like one more song. My name's Sebastian. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about that song before we move on. But that song, I heard it for the first time in this skate video called Blessed from Supreme. It's a 2018 skate video, and it was the playing over Ben Cadeau's part, so very memorable. That's honestly one of my favorite Smashing Pumpkins songs. So yeah, this has been a journey through noisiness in rock music from the late 60s up until the kind of like mid 90s, I guess. So the last song that I have is Just by Radiohead. So thank you for tuning in.
Do it to yourself.